¿Buscas las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's? ¡Estás justo a tiempo! Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. ¿Estás pensando ya en poner luces navideñas? Aprovecha ahorros de hasta 50% en escaleras selectas. Precios de Black Friday sin las filas de Black Friday. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta el 11-19, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
December is almost upon us and suddenly there'll be too much to do. And that's why November is so important in the run-up to Christmas. And to explain why, we're joined by Stephanie Regan, clinical psychotherapist and co-host of the Tough Love podcast. Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, you want to talk about what we hope to get from Christmas, and we're not talking about what Santa might bring.
Yes, exactly. Like, you know, we always think about Christmas, you know, in the sense of the mad busyness that comes in December. And I really want people to think about that in November, because I think it is a kind of, November gives us that extra time to think, that extra time to prepare, that extra time to get ahead of the madness. And I suppose I'm really just taking it as a kind of a message point, if you like, to think about it as all that kind of connection you're trying to do with family, with friends, with, you know, with the person you live with and the people you live with. But if you leave it all to December, it's all going to get a bit mad and a bit crazy.
So you're saying you start doing the prep now to try and have a connected Christmas with those that you want to connect
with. Yes, exactly. Yes, I think so. If you think about it just first off in friendships, you know, just think of your simple friendships in your social life. You know, there are always people you've meant to be in touch with, people that you've left out, not because you don't care, but because it's been difficult. Or people say to me very often, you know, we keep saying we'll meet up, but we don't meet up. You know, that's, I mean, I'm not saying friends of mine, but people in, you know, around me will say that. And it's just because they're busy. And I think if you can just take on board that there is a real value in reaching out, sending a nice text, having a conversation, setting up a phone call, and having that full catch-up time with somebody here now in November, as opposed to waiting until you are counting down the days and you've no time left.
Now,
is one thing.
Yeah, there are people already stressing over, what am I going to get for the special one in my life? And for a younger generation,
exactly.
Is it Instagrammable or not?
Yes, exactly. And we know that really what you remember most in life is what feels good. Those Christmases that, where people were together, where there was friendship, where there was fun, where there was spontaneity. It is not about gifts. So try not to get hung up on the wrong thing. I think that's what I'm really trying to get across here. Focus on, for example, with partners, lovers, you know, husbands, wives. Have the conversation. How much is going to be spent? Let's talk about that. And the other important question I often say to people, kind of practice this, you know, what would make December easier for us? What would make December easier for you? And what would make Christmas easier for us? And I think when you ask that, it opens up a whole host of things that can be addressed in a kind of in a practical way before they're upon you. So do you want to go to your parents? Do you want to go to your parents, but you only want to go for a short time? Are we going to stay over? Are they down the country? I mean, I hear all of this in my therapy room all of the time. You know, so if they decide early, we're going to go, because parents, you know, whether you get on with them or not, people love them, in-laws love them, and we all have, I think, an obligation, you know, to embrace that and not to make it difficult. But maybe you can set the time out. We're going to go, we're going to stay, we're not going to stay there, we're going to stay somewhere else. Work it out. And do it early before it's all upon you.
Now, you say you're not responsible for managing other people's disappointment, but you could be causing it.
Yes, but you cannot please everybody in your life. And I think there people can be disappointed because they expect you to do what you did last year, or they expect you to do what you always do. But you also are entitled to change. You know, you're entitled to shift things. You may now have young children. You may have teenage children. You know, sometimes when children are babies, it's so, you know, you can be very flexible and you can go here and go there. Then they get to the point, you know, where they want obviously to be close to Santa. But then you have a different time when you will find teenagers want to be back home. So there's many reasons. And of course, there's another reason. You might simply want a quieter time. You might want a different Christmas for you and your partner, or you and your family. And you are entitled to determine that. And I always say this about parents. it's not up to parents to keep demanding the same thing. You know, even older parents, we all try to repeat some things, but be, you know, be careful and kind with your adult children. They have a lot on their plate too.
Mm. Now, the question of when you are going to have a big get-together, everyone should muck in, but, you know, some people will end up doing nothing and other people will do everything.
Yes, and some, well, the best way through that, I think we always have people who will do a lot, and those who are very good at, as they say, amplifying what they do, and it can be quite little. But a very good way on that, I think, is to delegate early and simply, you know, simply send the text. It's pretty unambiguous. We're going to do ABC, and, you know, we're asking such a one to bring this and such a one to bring this, and let that be the case. And it's much more difficult to not deliver in those contexts, you know, in that kind of situation.
Yeah. Two things. You say KISS, keep it simple, stupid. In other words, and another phrase you've used, make peace with good enough, not perfection necessarily. Yeah.
No, absolutely. Look, Pat, you know, I've been chatting here with you over, you know, a number of years. It is perfection that destroys Christmas. It is the stress that people put upon themselves, put upon their partners, put on, you know, put on their pocket in terms of finances. If they look for perfection, it is going to be a mess, and it's going to be, you know, a row, an argument, and, you know, moods in really bad rag order. The trick is get ahead of it, decide early what you're going to do, don't overstretch yourself, and make it all about connection.
Stephanie, thank you very much for joining us. That's Stephanie Regan, clinical psychotherapist and co-host of the Tough Love podcast.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
¿Buscas las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's? Estás justo a tiempo. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. ¿Estás pensando ya en poner luces navideñas? Aprovecha ahorros de hasta 50% en escaleras selectas. Precios de Black Friday sin las filas de Black Friday. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta el 11/19. Selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.